Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I'm continuing my series on how to be understood. This is going to be a little bit deeper. We're wrapping up here. We started with knowing yourself, and now I want you to know yourself on an even deeper level. I want you to know what your characteristics are. I want you to know what you value. I want you to know what your preferences are. I want you to know your desires. I want you to know your motivations. I want you to discover you and fall in love with you. Fall in love, deep love with you. Because I think that is what's going on with when we're feeling misunderstood. I think there's some messiness in our ability to love ourselves. And so then it shows up in all these funky ways in our spiritual, in our everyday experience. So I think it shows up in funky ways in our spiritual experience too. We can't hear your intuition as well. We don't trust ourselves. We lean too heavily on spiritual tools. You know, we use them to run away from our truth. But if you can start to know yourself, like really know yourself, do a character analysis of yourself and fall in love with who you are and all your uniqueness, you will start to experience a very different reality for yourself. Yeah, you'll get happier. You'll feel lighter. You will be more mindful of who you allow in your life because you'll know yourself so you can see other selves as well and say, hey, is this a self that I'm going to allow in my experience? It's very much along the lines of doing a list when you're dating of what you want in a partner. But basically, you're just reminding yourself of yourself, all the qualities that you have. And then also look at what your deal breakers are across the board in life. Like, nope, don't do this. I don't like this. I'm not available for this. I don't want that type of energy in my life. The more you set the standard and you have really good boundaries, you'll find that your world is filled with people who understand you. So even if one person is busy with something and you're talking to them and they can't hear you in the moment, you know that there are lots of people in your world who understand you because first you understand yourself. So let's see if I can riff on some questions that might be beneficial in knowing yourself. Yeah, my spirit guides just flashed something that I did. I did a character analysis. I do character analysis for every character, but I think... And I always do a different style of character analysis every novel I write. But they reminded me, like, hey, give them some of these. So some basic questions you can ask yourself. You can ask yourself about your physical appearance. How would you describe yourself? And notice as you're doing this, if there is any criticisms you have about yourself, and then be willing to clean those up, right? Be willing to let those go in a healthy, and when I say healthy, meaning you explored it. It's not just like, oh, you write, maybe you write, I'm fat. Whew, that's a charged word. But say you write that and you're like, oh God, I wrote that. And then look at it and say, where did that come from? And do I really believe that about myself? And even if I do, is there another way I can look at it so it doesn't feel so charged? Is there a positive to this, right? Describe your physical appearance to yourself. Look at what your distinguishing facial features are. What facial features is most prominent, which body features are most prominent, and pay attention. If you're cringing, okay, that's probably somewhere where you need to do some healing. There's probably somewhere where you need to shift a perspective. Look at it, explore it. You can't just flip it around without looking at it. Look at it and say, where did that come from? Why do I feel this way? Yeah. Describe your skin to yourself. Describe your hands to yourself. Describe the way you present yourself, makeup, clothes. Describe the way you dress to yourself. Describe why you dress that way to yourself. Describe your feet to yourself. You see how deep this gets as you start to really look at who you are. I mean, I could go on and on. It's so funny. If you want, I can send you this list. You can email or message the Intuitive Coaching with Amy website in any time space that you're listening to this program, and I'll send you this, or I'll figure out a way to get it to you. Your race and ethnicity. Again, notice anything negative that comes up and then explore that. Mannerisms. Notice anything that you say about, as you write your mannerisms down, if there's any cringy there, clean that up. You don't have to feel that way about yourself. Ask about your health. Ask if you have a disability and how you feel about that. What words do you often use? what words do you overuse? Do you have a catchphrase? Are you an optimist or a pessimist? Are you introverted or extroverted? Do you put on airs? And if so, in what context? And where did you learn that? And what bad habits do you have? And how do you feel about those bad habits? And what makes you laugh out loud? Like, go through and, like, do you know, like, the things that make you laugh? And how do you display affection? What mental handicaps do you have, if any? How do you want to be seen by others? How do you see yourself? How do you want to be seen by others? What's your strongest character trait? What's your weakest character trait? How competitive are you and why? Do you make snap judgments, or do you take time to consider? How do you react to praise? How do you react to criticism? What's your greatest fear? What's your biggest secret? What is your philosophy on life? And for that one, it was really cool when I was researching it for a character, and I'm definitely going to do this now that I've spirit guided me to do it. I'm like, I'm going to do this too. Have fun. You can look up the Google philosophies of life. And there are, like, little snippets of philosophies that people hold or that are in circulation. It's not necessarily like you've sat down and crafted a philosophy, but you'll find that most people fall within one of those philosophies. Also with, there's another one that you can Google, and they're like your favorite proverb. If you go and take a look at that. That's one of the questions on here, and see what drives you. It's really a great way to get to know yourself. When was the last time you cried? What makes you cry? What haunts you? What are your political views? What do you stand up for? Who do you quote? Are you indoorsy or outdoorsy? Do you have a sinful little habit? What sense do you most rely on? And it can't, if you're an intuitive person, intuition is a sense, in my opinion. How do you treat people? How do you treat people who are better than you? How do you treat people who are worse than you? What qualities do you value most in a friend? What do you consider an overrated virtue? If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be? What is your obsession? What is your pet peeves? What are your idiosyncrasies? Do you see, as you start to look at all of these aspects of yourself and you start to really understand who you are, that you are here, that you exist, that you're this thriving human made up of multiple energies, and it's all okay, and you are worthy and deserving of love, and you're worthy and deserving of being seen, and you're worthy and deserving of being heard, then you embody the energy of being understood. And it's from that place, friends, where others will understand you. And I know you're thinking, well, Amy, this is a lot of work. I just want people to understand me. Well, it seems like all these other people understand other people. You don't know what other people's journeys are, but if you are feeling misunderstood, it probably means that you need to do some of this work. You don't have to do all of it, but do definitely do the internal stuff and start making shifts in the way you see yourself and what you allow into your life. Because when you change, my friend, the world outside of you changes. When you change, the world outside of you changes. All right, so that's my show on going deeper and really knowing yourself. Know everything about you and know you're always evolving and you are always expanding and you can see where you've grown and you can see where you're not just a, my spirit guides are showing, it's not just so many people think that their reactions to life are who they are. And so once you start to understand who you really are, you stop living in reactive mode, right? Oh, this shows up. So now I live like this. This shows up. So now I live like this. This shows up. So now I have to think this, right? And this is all done very subconsciously, but this brings it into the forefront of your mind. And you start to live like the brilliant human that you are and the brilliant human that you desire to be. Yeah? I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I look forward to connecting with you on the next podcast. We're almost done. I have one more in this series. If you're looking for a coach, I'd love to support you, help you do something really extraordinary in your life. If you would like that, please consider my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay extra close attention to that massive result intuitive coaching package. And while you're there, friend, sign up for my newsletter. I'll send you 2 intuitive messages a week that you can use on your spiritual journey. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening to this series. Thank you so much for listening to this program. I look forward to connecting with you on the next one.